All right.
Hey, Dan Sumner here, and welcome to the Blogger's Roadmap. Now, I have a Skype call at the moment with a guy called Sergio Felix from Mexico, and Sergio has been blogging for a couple of years and is becoming very, very good at it. Now, you can find Sergio at marketingwithsergio.com. Check out his blog. It is fantastic. This guy knows what he's doing. He's video blogging, he's text blogging, everything. So he's becoming quite a blogging superstar. So, hey, Sergio. Hello.
Hello, Daniel. How are you doing?
Yeah, how are you? I'm great. I'm great. You?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing very good. Thank you for having me here.
Ah, nice one. Right, okay. I just want to get right into this now, and I'm going to ask you the first question. Why did you start blogging?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I started blogging because, well, there's a funny story behind this. And I was vacationing in a Mexican beach called Mazatlan mm-hmm. in Mexico, and well, I had an accident that didn't allow me to walk, and then while I was resting on the hotel's room, I was browsing searching for how to make money online, and then I found this guy called Robert Blank, and he had a blog, and he apparently was making a lot of money, and he was working from home, and well, I thought that I could probably do the same. I always thought that blogs were for something like having an online diary. So it was a concept that I wasn't too sure about it, but I tried to find a way to start a blog because I didn't know much about them. And well, that's actually the spark that made me want to start a blog.
Okay, nice. Right, I think this is a question that a lot of people are going to want to know. Now, did you actually find it hard to get started? Now, I know we all have to start somewhere. How did you find the getting started process?
Yeah, to me it was very difficult because I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a structure. I didn't have anything to follow. So I just figured out a domain name, and then I just registered that, and then I installed WordPress, and basically I was left blank after I did that because I didn't know if I had to introduce myself or what to write about, and I was completely lost, to be honest.
Right, okay, so how did you start to generate your content then?
Well, the first posts, I think there were about about my accident, and that I didn't feel really, let's say, safe if I had an accident that wouldn't allow me to go to my job and because of family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I started writing about that, about my story, and then that I registered my domain name at some domain register company, and then how I registered my hosting account. And I was basically sharing what I was doing at the moment.
Right, that's great. Now, you say you started blogging about sort of your accident and how you were feeling at that time. When Yeah. did you actually fall into the internet marketing niche?
Right. I think that's when I realized that speaking about an accident, I wouldn't be able to monetize that. So, like I said before, I didn't know much about blogging per se. So I started like looking at other blogs, and they were like using these affiliate links for their domain companies and their hosting accounts. And then I thought that maybe writing about something more technical, I could include affiliate links, and it wasn't going to be perceived as I want to make money from my visitors mm-hmm. one way or another. So yeah, that's what I did, and I didn't even know what a niche was when I got started. So it was a really steep learning curve for me.
Yeah.
To go to the making money online niche.
Uh-huh. But you're doing very well now. Your posts are great. I mean, I love your content. So, I mean, how do you actually generate your content for marketingwithsergio.com?
The content?
Yeah, the content for your blog posts. How do you generate your blog content?
Well, the content is, what I do is basically, well, I'm in Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And from what I see, I start seeing these patterns between the people that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
And that's what actually triggers an idea. And then I do a little bit research on that specific idea and try to come out with a simple solution. And that's a blog post right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're basically trying to sort of help people in sort of the niche that you're working in and give people some ideas of content and try to get interaction.
Exactly.
Great. Right, basically the big question here is how are you generating traffic to marketingwithsergio.com? I mean, I think that's a question that everybody wants to know.
I normally do only free traffic. I have never paid for traffic before.
Yeah.
And, well, basically it's blog hopping and commenting on other blogs. This normally takes a lot of time because you have to digest all the content first and then try to write a really good comment so you can interact with the author.
Yes.
But the thing is, the rewards are really high because then you create this connection that you really care about this person's content. And then that's like, that's the best relationships that I have created. It's like, it's because of commenting on their blogs. And I also use a lot, after doing videos, YouTube has been a really huge source of traffic, and you get a lot more interaction with the people that come to your blog from videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I talk about blog hopping a lot in the Blogger's Roadmap, and if you are a newbie beginner, and I'm surely agree with me here that blog hopping and reading other people's blogs not only gives you interaction with the author, but it also allows you to learn about the niche that you're in. Do you agree?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, it's blog hopping and commenting on other people's. The single thing about commenting is not just try to skim through the content and try to write a comment, which is something like that many people do, and this is the wrongest way that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that actually reading the content and actually learning something from it, and if you cannot say anything good about it, then just share the content like a tweet or a Facebook like or share or anything. That's a lot more appreciated than just a great post, man, and that's all.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the comment thread. I consider that to be some kind of a small coaching perception, because you can see the author answering many questions that if you're reading that blog post is because something you want or are interested in something about that article in specific. So if you have the possibility to ask questions and also get to learn from the other questions that other people are doing,
yes,
then you have a win-win situation right there.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that on some people's comment threads you actually interact with some of the other people commenting, and does that lead you to other people's blogs and ultimately friendships and community?
Yeah, absolutely. I have found that many people that when they write some really awesome comment that I really like, not only I try to interact with that person right there, but I also go to their blog and check their content out, because if they are writing those very smart answers, then the chances are that their blog is just as interesting as that comment right there.
I've noticed I was actually hopping around just yesterday, and I jumped onto my buddy Michael Cheney TV.
Yeah.
And
right.
Says, "You're Felix, first comment."
Yeah, be everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, if you are everywhere, then people are going to recognize who you are. And I have noticed that you get a lot more comments and a lot more Facebook replies than you were only a couple of months ago now, don't you?
Yeah, that's for sure. Because, like I said, the more you actually interact with people, not just by adding friends or following people on Twitter. What I mean by interacting is when you actually go to their blogs and comment on them and talk with these people on the social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, you get that connection of friendship with them, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I can't remember how we met. It was did you comment on my blog or did I comment on your blog? I can't remember.
I was the first one to comment on your blog.
Okay. Right. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that you have to be passionate about the niche that you are in to become an expert blogger?
Yeah, you definitely need to have some kind of passion for the niche, because even if you can just write about the niche, for a long time, it will then become, at some point, it won't be just as cool for you, because just making money per se is not cool. You have to have some extra motivation about it, like not just your plans for your money, but what you do every single day on your, what you can call your work.
Yes.
Or your job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's it. I think if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then don't do it, right?
Yeah, it's useless.
Yeah, okay. Right, what is the future for marketingwithsergio.com? What's next for Sergio Felix?
Well, right now I have this new conception that a blog is a project. So maybe right now it's my main marketing blog, just as you introduced me.
Mm-hmm.
And the future, I'm not sure, but it may turn into some sort of a membership site. But I'm not sure, like I said, maybe I'm going to do that on some other place, but I'm going to use Marketing with Sergio as the marketing hub for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe I'm going to follow a little bit Alex Jeffries, what he did with Art Marketing with Alex, that
yeah.
He used to have a blog there, and then he propelled that, or he used that to use his membership site, which is quite successful right now.
Yes, I know Alex. I've been out with him a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy.
But wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. You're right what you say. You know, it's you need to keep on progressing from where you actually are and keep on moving forward, right?
Right.
Okay, one last question.
Yeah.
Could you share some top tips for any newbie blogger? Anybody want to start their own blog, what could you share?
Top tips for new bloggers.
Yeah.
This is actually the thing that scared me the most, and this is the one thing that actually made me stand out from what I used to be in the beginning. That's recording videos.
Yeah, I remember that post. You were afraid.
Yeah, I was absolutely freaking out every single time that I just thought about the idea of having to record a video, and I used to shake a lot, and I used to tremble, my voice would crack down, and I was completely a mess when I was trying to record my first videos. And the thing is, as soon as you record your first video and upload it to YouTube and share that with whoever follows you, whether it's on Twitter or on Facebook or on your blog, which is the main idea, you'll see a really huge change on how people perceive you, because they now can hear how you talk, how you your gestures and your smile and your eyes, and you cannot lie through a video, or at least I cannot, because I'm really old, like the WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. So yeah, videos really does. That will be my best recommendation for anyone getting started. Just get a webcam. They are really cheap, and this is actually going to build a lot of trust in whoever lands on your website.
Okay, brilliant. There you go, guys. You heard it from Sergio himself that creating video is a good thing. Now, if anybody is afraid to create a video, just think outside the box for a change. Step outside your comfort zone and go for it. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. If anybody wants to contact Sergio, you can find him at his own blog at marketingwithsergio.com, or you can find Sergio in the Bloggers Roadmap Facebook group, which is available from the link in the members area. Okay, so I think we'll wrap it up there, Sergio. It's been a pretty good interview, and we've learned quite a lot of things about newbie blogging and how to get started. So, do you know, if anybody's got any questions about that, don't forget, you can hit me up anytime. Okay, thanks very much, and thank you, Sergio.
Thank you very much, Daniel. It was a huge pleasure for me to have me here, and well, I hope to connect with your customers really soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Take care.